Hello.
Hello, hello, how are you?
Good. I love having caller ID again.
Well, I'm glad that you're glad.
It's the little things in life, isn't it?
It is. So,
What's
this
up?
is probably a Larry thing, but you might be able to help. So, I had sent out those studs for your sale, and I think he reported a quarter carat pair of better studs sold. I had sent two pairs of those. When we got them back today, we wound up getting two quarter carat better pairs of studs. But with that being said, what still remains out is a quarter carat of best studs. So we were wondering, did you happen to keep the best and he just was mistaken by saying better?
That is definitely a dad.
Okay. Is he around
Hold on one
or?
second.
Yep.
Thank you for your patience. Someone will be with you momentarily. Thank you for calling. Please remain on the line, and your call will be answered in just one moment.
We appreciate your call and thank you for your patience. Please remain on the line.
Nick?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm good. So what's your question, man?
All right. Well, it's more of a statement followed with a question. So all
okay.
We got all the studs back.
What's that? Start over.
We got
we
got all the studs back.
Okay.
Now, in the studs or in the memo that we sent out, there were three pairs of quarter carat studs. Two that were better and one that was best.
Okay.
I feel that you had reported one of the better pairs sold, so I invoiced you for those. When we got everything, yep.
Let me look in the computer and see which P numbers we got.
Yep.
What do I want to do here? Oh, I'm losing my mind. Terrible thing to waste. well, you know, when my dad was still had his ability to talk to us, he told me that I will forget more than you'll ever know. And he was a pretty smart man.
Yep.
So it was sad. So,
to see that. Yeah, my...
You know, because he taught me so much, and it just, you know, it just really makes you think about things. All right, fine. And we're going to do R-D-I, and we're going to do diamond earrings. Diamond. Engage rings, what the fuck is here? Stud earrings, okay, there we go. And let's do that. Okay, so, deep entered, okay. So on 12-2, we kept two pair. One was P179194.
Okay.
With the carats. And P295578, which was the quarter carat SI3HI.
Okay, bear with me. Okay, then, yep, then I made the mistake. I reported the wrong pair sold, so we'll obviously cancel the one invoice and then re-invoice the other one. So, and I'll forward
and
it.
And as usual, I took 10% off the prices that were in the memo. Is that correct?
Correct, yep.
Okay, just making sure. If it's, you know, it's being shorthanded, it's, you know, they're going to start to call me Octave. You know why?
Because you're in eight different directions? Yeah.
Oh, please. I'm telling you, it is just, look, I love being busy. So people are patient because I don't want to be that place. We went someplace. I forget where it was. It says, please be patient. We're doing the best we can. We're shorthanded. If you're very impatient and you don't want to wait, there's applications on the counter for employees.
That's funny.
You like that one, huh?
I do.
I've seen that in person. So, you know, patience is a virtue, as they say, but I used to have a lot more of it.
It ebbs and flows.
Well, the problem that I'm having is, and God love her, I know she's trying very hard, but Danielle, I'll ask her a question. She said, we already asked that question. I've already told you. I says, well, then, I'm only asking you because we still have the same fucking problem. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I sent an email. I says, if you haven't heard from somebody in 2 days and it's during the week, you need to get on the fucking phone and call them.
Yep. That is definitely
a dad's job to do that.
Nope.
So I'm the one that's over there picking up pieces. So, like, we ordered these nice tumblers that you can use as a – they're kind of like Yeti cups, but they're not. So
sure.
You can put up – they have an insulation thing to put in for a beer can, beer bottle, or you could use it as a cup, or you can use it with a cup with a lid, and it'll do hot or cold. So we had our name put on them, and it's one of the RJO companies, right? So we ordered them in black. They came in a sage green. You can't even read our name that's down to the stainless.
Oh.
So, meanwhile, they made new ones. It's a different style. I kind of like this one because it's not, like, just tapered down. It's got, like, a place where you can really hold it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of, it's like a, I don't know, like some of the beer glasses you used to see, and there's actually had a place where your hand would fit it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it wasn't awkward. And, but meanwhile, I got 5 cases of these things that were sitting up here in the showroom up against the wall. And I says, where the hell's the label for these things? Well, they're hard to get a hold of. They don't answer their phone. You got to leave a message. So I called yesterday, and I left a message. And I said, I expect a phone call and a resolution to this matter by noon tomorrow. So Larry got a phone call, and I got a resolution. I was just waiting on the stinking 5 labels, you know, to send these stupid things. Stuff's just in my way.
Right.
Tomorrow night is the big party. You know, we got invitation only tomorrow night from 5 to 8. You know, got everything catered. She's having some issues with the caterer about something, so she sent me the email. I'm like, you know, I'm giving you this stuff because if you're going to own a store, it's not just working at the store. You got to cover every day. It's yours.
Yep. Yep.
Okay?
It's
first,
not,
second, third, and home.
It's
and,
nobody,
oh, by the way, and you guys do the outfield.
Yep. It's nobody's fault but yours that they didn't answer that email. The obligation is for you to follow up on that email. So
well, the problem is the younger people think if they send a text or they send an email, that's end of conversation until they hear back from you.
I agree. Yep. We used to have a situation like that at this office, and the answer always was, well, I sent an email. Well, if we're constantly in this situation, and that, clearly that is not the right answer.
It's not because you haven't gotten an answer and you haven't gone after it. And
right.
Like I said, there's times when I have to, just like, you know, we got an invoice in from JD and Co. We sent a customer's really old Tudor out because Rolex said they couldn't fix it. And he brought it home from the Second World War, if that tells you anything, right?
Oh, wow.
So they said they didn't have the parts to fix it. I said, well, I got something to fix it. It's going to take 15 weeks, but they'll fix it. So there's a $700 invoice sitting here, wholesale, but they didn't put it through RJO. So I called the girl. He says, well, we don't put RJO on it, but it will go through RJO. Okay. So now we got to see if it shows up on the statement because I wrote RJO on it, highlighted in orange so Joanne can see it. You know, we switched over credit card processors. And in the beginning, we were having some trouble with the way the Edge was doing certain things, and it still doesn't do the way it did with the other credit card processor. Like if somebody doesn't, they want to pay over the phone. Okay, we just have a separate screen we went to in the Edge, and we put all the information in them, and then it was, it didn't run the card, but we still ran it on the portable machine, but we were able to put it into the Edge. Well,
okay.
This new machine we got, apparently you have to batch it yourself. The old machine used to batch itself. So we didn't get paid for 5 days on about $4,000 worth of charges.
Hmm.
It's just little shit like that, and it just keeps piling up.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna go out and buy those dude wipes.
Wait, what?
There's gonna be shit all over the place.
Oh. I didn't know where you're going with that one. Sorry.
Because, you know, when I sit at my desk, it's usually diarrhea.
Yep.
It's hitting the fan. It's making a mess.
Trust me, when I get a call from my extension of, I need your help, I'm like, oh, shit, that means three other people have touched it. It's now a mess, and they want me to untangle this. Damn it.
So, like I said, you know, I mean, Joanne comes out and says, you know, I'm racking my brain. I'm trying to settle this thing, and I'm not finding these on the reports because of, you know, she goes over everything because of sales tax. If you're off by 2 cents when you submit it, they have a coronary. So she goes over every daily report, and she wasn't finding these four charges. And then I was thinking, well, maybe it was because it was a delayed pay because of Thanksgiving, which they warned us of. But no, this is before Thanksgiving. This is like on the, they didn't fund it till the 25th, and it happened on the 20th, I don't know, something like that. So I said, I said, what if we process them on the portable machine? Because I know Danielle said she was having trouble with people calling over the phone or, you know, stuff like that. And I said, sure shit, that's what the problem was. So Danielle emails the lady from MSG, which everybody talks so widely of an RJO. She's out of the office, and there's no another email address to contact or phone number for us to call. Good news is we did get the money.
Okay.
Bad news is the way it's working. So I said to her, I says, well, why don't you send something to the Edge? Because maybe that's something that didn't load when we put the license in or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it actually something from MSG?
Hmm.
Oh, no. It's got to be MSG. It can't be the Edge. Well, how do you know if you don't call somebody?
Yeah, right.
This is my challenge with retiring, besides the fact that I don't want my son-in-law to even step foot in this place.
Well, build up a staff so that, you
know.
I know
you got your own problems.
You know, dude, I'm just trying to sell a quarter care pair of studs. Come on.
Right. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, and some of these guys are coming in, they're just thinking, and, you know, they come in and they got like 30 seconds. And, you know, it's like, you know, there's only three of us here now. Chrissy's out roaming around trying to find some cockamamie thing that Danielle saw at one of the Five Below stores for Hudson. She's been to three of those fucking stores today. I need her here.
Yeah, you need to put your foot down on that one. What the hell?
I mean,
he's old enough that if you give it to him as a New Year's gift, he won't notice the difference.
Sunday, well, his birthday's on the 30th of December.
Oh, okay.
So you don't make it for Christmas? Okay, no harm, no foul, you know. But is it going to be gone by then? I said, you're off Sunday and Monday. It's our last Sunday and Monday off, I think. You know, then we're working 7 days a week.
Yep.
And this morning, you know, I got up at 2:30.
Yeah, I'm starting to do that. Like, I'll wake up like at 3, and I sit there and flip a coin. Do I go back to sleep? And I'm like, if I do this now, it's going to get to be a really long season. So I, like, luckily I've got a couple tricks that I can give my, like, thought pattern stuff that puts me back to sleep. But, yeah, this time of year, there's a breaking point where you can send me a text at 3 o'clock, and I assure you I'll be up. Cause I get,
well, my problem is my brain is running so fast.
Yep, 100%.
Took my Lunesta from a 2 to a 3, and that's not even helping.
Mm.
I haven't slept right since July.
Yeah, that's not healthy.
No. You know, I sleep better watching TV, and I felt like Tom, you know, from now on, if I'm sleeping, just leave me there. Because that's where I end up. I go downstairs. Bella and Stella come off the bed. They go down with me. And, I, you know, of course, it's cold here, so I've been turning the gas fireplace on.
Right.
And then eventually I do fall back asleep. But it's not that I don't know. It's like my body hurts. And if I sleep on the one shoulder that's bothering me, it makes me switch to the other side. And that side, you've been on it too long. And then if I go to my back, then my back hurts. And I feel like a freaking hamburger or a hot dog being rolled around to try to find the perfect spot to curl it on.
Oh, that's too funny. Don't give me that picture.
Don't get old, man. Let me tell you.
Yeah, it's fun. You're only a step ahead of me, so.
Right, but I hear people like me used to play a lot of sports and stuff, right? If I'm correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's for young people, man.
I still do it. In fact, right now, I am. So, weirdly enough, 3 weeks before, well, sugar, when we were coming home from IJO after, you know, this spring, my plane stopped in Detroit. I get off the phone, or I get off the plane because I got a 3-hour layover. I turn my phone on, and my phone is blowing up. My best friend and the guy that was my personal trainer died.
Mm.
So it was all of our friends, our mutual acquaintances, saying, you know, knowing that I was away for work, was sending me voicemails. So and then 3 weeks later, my ex passes. So I've just stopped going, and I found no interest in it. And I am getting old, and I'm getting achy, and it's not good. And right now, my girlfriend just said, "What do you want for Christmas?" And I said, "I need to think. I need to find some sort of CrossFit type of thing." Because right now, going to the gym by myself does not interest me. It bores me. I can easily find a reason not to go. So, you know, I said, but if I know that somebody is there waiting for me and depending on me, I can't ignore that. So
you're doing it together.
Yeah, so I'm like, I think I need to do that, which is like, because
I tell you, though, you know, I'm seeing all these healthy people. They eat right. They exercise. You know, they're at the gym at 4 or 5 a.m. every morning.
That was me.
They're dropping off the map, too.
Yes.
So,
oh, yeah, it doesn't do anything. I didn't do it for this. I didn't do it for longevity. I genuinely, it made me feel good. It, like, literally, after you get rid of the pain and the aches, because they do go away, it was my happy spot. So, like, if you know, I totally respect, like, my son wouldn't. He wouldn't walk into a gym unless he thought it was a smoothie spot, you know?
Yeah.
But
you know, I know there was a guy, his name is Philip Boson. He's very busy with AGS. He works for Coffin and Trout right now.
Okay.
But he's always going on a hike in Arizona, or he's always doing whatever. And he was my roommate at Conclave when it was in Washington, D.C. a few years back. And he used to leave the room at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
By him closing the door would wake me
up.
Oh,
wake you up, son of a gun.
Right. And he'd come back a little while later and said, "Where the fuck did you go at 4 a.m.? "Oh, I do CrossFit. I gotta do it every day. Every city he goes to, he's got to find a place to do it in." I'm like, better than me, man. I ain't going to cramp at 4 a.m. 4 a.m. is for sleeping, man. That's how I look at it. All right. Well, I will let you get back to your day, sir.
All right. Try to make a good one.
Please follow through. All right.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.